A Prayer Against the Temptation of Materialism by Emily Rose Massey, read by Leah Martin. No temptation has overtaken you except something common to mankind, and God is faithful, so He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you'll be able to endure it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. The other day I saw a post on Instagram that said, "I saw it, I liked it, I bought it, now hide it." Although this graphic was created to make people chuckle, it truly made me sad how much these words speak to how consumed with consumerism we are. In our current society, you can't use your phone without being sucked into the black hole of materialism. Sponsored posts, advertising nonstop on our social media accounts, and bloggers who are full-time marketing tools for companies keep filling up your feed. Seems like you can't really escape it anymore. Do you feel the pull to buy more of what's before your eyes just because someone else has it, or to just click add to cart and check out? If you don't need it, why are you buying it? Do you covet what another has? These are questions I've asked myself countless times because the temptation of materialism's been a struggle in my own life. Hashtag Target made me do it and hashtag influenced have become a reality in my life more often than I care to admit. You know, it's often a joke among women that we hide our Amazon Prime packages or shopping bags from our husbands, like it's a secret behavior that all women do that's totally normal. But sister, it's wrong, and quite frankly, it's a sin. How can we be in unity with our spouse if we're literally hiding something from them? So how do we make jokes about that? Let's call this what it is and admit we have a problem. This behavior of materialism is rooted in covetousness, and it's not a joking matter to God. Covetousness is a strong desire to have that which belongs to another. It's considered to be a very grievous offense in Scripture. The 10th commandment forbids coveting anything that belongs to a neighbor, including his house, his wife, his servants, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to him. Exodus 20:17. Jesus listed covetousness or greed along with many of the sins from within in the Sermon on the Mount. This graphic on Instagram isn't cute and should reveal to us the matter of our heart. Do you wrestle with impulsively buying things you don't need? I do too, big time. But just because we're tempted by something doesn't mean we've not been given help to escape. 1 Corinthians 10:13 promises us, "No temptation has overtaken you except something common to mankind, and God is faithful, so He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, that you'll be able to endure it." 1 Corinthians 10:13. The temptation is strong and may seem like it surrounds us at every corner, but God can help us overcome. He also provides a way out. Let's keep our eyes on that escape and ask the Lord for strength when temptation comes. Let's also learn how to confess when we're tempted and hold each other accountable. Let's pray. Father, materialism and consumerism constantly bombard us. I admit that I've been overtaken by the tidal wave of temptation to buy things I don't need. Instead of budgeting for items, I've made impulse purchases. I ask you to help me when I face the temptation to buy things that I don't need, or perhaps want because someone else has it. I may be tempted by materialism, but I don't have to act upon it and sin against you. Help me see these things clearly, Father. I trust that you provide all my needs. I ask for you to help me steward my finances and help me to be content with what you've given me. Thank you for your grace to overcome temptation and for always providing an escape for me. In Jesus' name, amen.
It's a crazy world out there, moms and dads. I'm Catherine Seegers, host of Christian Parent Crazy World, the podcast that tackles tough topics to help you be a godly parent in an ungodly world. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.